Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes, and she, of course, is the children's librarian at the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Julie, there's always a lot of things going on at the Atlantic Public Library and the many other libraries around Iowa and the country. I can't believe the list of how many libraries there are. But anyhow, what we want to talk about first is a very special program you have coming up at the library.
Well, on Monday, as you most of you know, it is President's Day. And so we were fortunate to have Lee Williams, which is a gentleman that lives over by Wyota.
Actually, he lives in Atlantic now. Oh. He used to live over there, but now he's in Atlantic.
Well, he's right here from our town, so that's great. He is coming to do a program. If you have not met Lee Williams, he looks exactly like Abe Lincoln, and he's coming to do a program talking about Abe Lincoln, and he's doing one for children at 4 o'clock Monday, so you have plenty of time to get here after school. And then he's doing one at 6 o'clock geared more for adults and older children.
Okay. And if you haven't met him, probably when he comes, he won't be Lee Williams. He will be Abraham Lincoln, because that's what he does when he goes and visits other places. And it's, you know, it's almost unreal, Julie, because he is so much Abe Lincoln. And he's traveled all over the world doing this Abe Lincoln kind of programs.
Well, I've seen him in the community before, you know, and he doesn't have his Abe Lincoln get up on, you know, and everything. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, he looks just like Abe Lincoln. So I'm hoping, you know, he's very tall, just like Abe Lincoln was. And if he has that tall hat on, I'm hoping he fits in the children's section of the library. I'm sure he will.
Good point. And I know that he has talked to people of all ages, so I'm sure he's well prepared to talk to children as well as to adults. And I know that you will almost be amazed, because he just transfers into Abe Lincoln. So it's wonderful that he's doing that program here. Again, give us the times on that, Julie.
It's Monday on February 20th at 4 o'clock in the children's section of the library, and that is for geared more towards children, but anybody can come. If you can't make the 6 o'clock one and want to come to the 4 o'clock, you're more than welcome to. We do ask that children 5 years and under do have an older sibling or an adult present with them.
Well, I know it will be a really good program, and we'll remind you again here in a little bit about that program to be sure you have it on your calendar. But you have some other things coming up throughout February and possibly into March.
Yes.
And actually you have something going on today. Today, Friday, is the February 17th, and you have a program going on.
Yes. It's called Dog and Cat, and that is that, and that's by Corinne. She is the actual author. She's going to come to the library and read the book that she had published and possibly do a little craft, and that is for preschoolers through first grade. No sign-up, just show up, and it's from 4 to 4:30.
And if you haven't had a chance to meet her earlier in the day today, again, you can be an adult and come by also. And I know you often have adults come to those programs that you say they're for children. We can all enjoy those.
Oh, I mean, these entertainers and different people that we have come in, they just do a wonderful job. And we do have a number of adults that come in, and they thoroughly enjoy it, and they ask when the next program's going to be.
Okay, so that's today at 4 o'clock. Come on by to hear Corrine talk about Dog and Cat, and that is that. Kids are going to love this, I can tell you, because I've read through the whole book, and that is that. So beyond today, we've talked about President Lincoln. We'll mention that again, but there's some other things going on too, Julie.
Tuesday, February 21st, for the adults, we have Keep Calm and Color On from 9:30 to 11. We have the supplies upstairs in the adult section, coloring pages, markers, colored pencils, all that good stuff to get you into a less stressful frame of mind.
And I think it's good that you supply those things, because if you really want to get into it, I think it can be kind of expensive. So if you haven't done this before, this is a good trial run.
That's right, because, you know, it's my sisters, two of my sisters are just addicts to this coloring business, and you know, they have all these supplies, and it can get spendy. So come try it out here first before you purchase all that stuff.
You bet, and enjoy the others. I'm guessing there's some conversation that goes on, even though you're doing the coloring. There, you could be quiet, or you could have a conversation. And the results that I've seen are absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, they have some beautiful pictures. We always have coloring pages out in the teen and young adult area, and a lot of times people color their pictures and then just leave them there, and they're just beautiful. Or people just come and grab a few to take home to color themselves.
So actually, I'm not sure what people do with these when they're done, but it's the process that's important, I think, for many people more than the end result, and I'm going to hang this on the wall.
Right. I mean, I think it's just a calming effect to sit there and you know, just take your time coloring.
Yeah, and focus on that rather than all the other myriad things that your mind could be focusing on. So again, when is that?
Tuesday, February 21st from 9:30 to 11. And you can come anytime during that time. You don't have to come for the whole hour and a half.
Okay, very good. And I'm guessing, I think you've had some of those before. You'll probably have some again, and we'll see what happens there down the road. Okay, what else?
We have a new book club starting up for adults called Reading Addicts Book Club. The first night is Tuesday, February 28th at 6 o'clock here at the library. And at that time, they'll talk about it, and the book will be assigned at that time.
So this is a group where they pretty much read the same book each time rather than whatever you want to read and get together?
Yes, they'll be reading the same book and then getting together and discussing it and their thoughts and feelings.
And, you know, I think in a way that can get you out of kind of, I can get in a rut of the author or the kind of book I read. And by joining a group like this, you kind of get kicked out of that rut, which is really good because there's a lot of good stuff out there.
There's just so many different genres of books and everything. And I'm the same way. I get in the rut. I read the same authors because I know I like them. And so I'm always thankful when somebody suggests a title to me and everything. So, yeah, come join this book club and you might find a new author.
We might never know because it's unending out there. Have we reached the end of our list yet, Julie?
I think we have for February because there's not much time left in February. I can't believe how fast this last couple months has gone.
Oh, that's for sure. I received an email from you. This is really looking ahead a bit. But let's mention the registration night, day, what registration time?
For the summer reading program, oh my gosh, we are in full swing for summer reading. So the reading theme this year is Build a Better World, and we're going to get our one-stop registration figured out here soon, and that will be in May sometime at the Washington School cafeteria.
And you invite other folks, if they have regular kind of summer activities, you invite other folks to come, and it's really a community information thing that you've sponsored, Julie.
That's right. We have a number of tables set up. We have, you know, you can sign up for tennis, swimming, find out about produce in the park, what's going on at the library. Some churches have their Bible school information and so forth, and whether you sign up for anything, at least you can come and get information about those, what's available during the summer for kids of all ages, mm-hmm. because our summer reading program goes from three-year-olds on up through adults now. So,
very good. And I think it's such a great service for, as you say, to be informed, but also for parents who have kids in several age groups. Oh my goodness, what an opportunity to kind of get that all figured out. So that I know you'll be telling us more about what the date that is. But mentioning dates, let's again mention Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, so come see Abraham Lincoln on Monday, February 20th at 4 o'clock, which that one is geared more for the children, and then also at 6 o'clock, and that is for more adults and older children.
Okay. But come either time and meet Abraham Lincoln. Until next time, first of all, thank you, Julie Jepkes, for visiting with us. Julie is a children's librarian for the Atlantic Public Library. And here's a quote that might surprise you from Abraham Lincoln. With the fearful strain that is on me night and day, if I did not laugh, I should die.